And I'm now with a couple of English people I've found who've come specially from England to the Vieille Charrue. I'm with Meg and Ed. How are you finding it so far, Meg?
Yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic. I've never been here before. There's some great acts, loads of things to do. It's been great, and the weather's been beautiful as well, so it makes a difference, doesn't it?
And is it very different to the festivals in England, do you think?
Yeah, it's just been a really enjoyable time. Everything's been fantastically well organised. Everybody's having a really good time. Everybody's been lovely. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's different, but it's just really nice to be able to kind of have the opportunity to go and see bands that you didn't necessarily know about before, that don't necessarily even sing in the same language that you know. And yeah, I don't know, it's just a bit of a different experience, but it's been utterly fantastic. We've enjoyed every minute.
Who have you seen that you've really liked?
I think the people that we were the most excited to see yesterday were Royal Blood and Arcade Fire, and they just absolutely did not disappoint. And then C6Steve today, I've seen him before, but he was above and beyond anything I've seen before. He was really great today. And he's just a really amazing guy, really, really cool.
His act was pretty inclusive, wasn't it, today? You got somebody up on stage and sang her a love song.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking, what an amazing thing to do. He was brilliant at that festival, he was brilliant today. Really interesting as well, especially his guitars made of various random things.
I think the person who really deserved a medal was his guitar tech, who had to keep running onto the stage every time like his amplifier was going to fall over, or he wanted to kind of start running around the stage and he had to follow him around with his cable. I think he kind of saved the show a little bit, quite a few times, to get that man a medal.
And great to discover some new bands as well. We saw like Camille. I'd never heard of her before, but she was amazing. Definitely one that I'll probably look up when I get home. It's been great.
And how about you, Ed?
The same, really. I mean, those were the ones that we were most excited to see them, and we're going to see Macklemore later, and the Dropkick Murphys on Friday were obviously brilliant. But yeah, it's been quite a few bands where we've had to try and remember a couple of the lyrics and maybe be able to go and try and look up later on and look back at the schedule. But no, it's been really good.
Ed, tell me, how come you've arrived here at the Vieille Charrue in Calais?
So my parents actually moved over to Brittany about 15 years ago, and they pop back, you know, kind of semi-regularly over the course of the year. But with us now living in London, it was just as easy for us to jump on a plane from City. It took us about an hour to get over to Rennes, and we obviously can come and stay with them, which is quite nice, really, when you think that we can actually have a shower and a warm bed between each day, you know. So, but they only live about half an hour down the road. It's been great, really, because actually we've had a cup of tea every morning and some scrambled eggs before we've been making our way down to the festival. For years they've kind of been saying, oh, well, you should come over and, you know, bring a friend and have a lovely old time. So that's when we kind of said, oh, well, maybe this is the year that we'll give it a go, and it's guaranteed we'll be doing it again because we've had a great time. Everybody's just been great. It's been a really like kind of loud, really energetic kind of festival. It's been a really nice vibe. You know, we've had no issue whatsoever. It's been great, and yeah, definitely do it again.
Okay, well, thanks very much indeed, and enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thank you, yeah, no problem.
See you next year.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, see you next time.